"What do I like sexually?" she asks, as if we didn't meet through a place where I share my sexual desires. "I like good girls. I like bad girls. Most of my kinks pertain to when I'm in dom mode. If I'm feeling submissive, I don't like to do the things that I like in a sub. I just want to be held down and pounded. But you know what I like. You know, so well, you know, that's not true. You know some of the things I like. I like collars, spankings, nipple clamps. And outside of spanking, I just like, you know, I like obviously flogging, and but also slapping. I really love slapping breasts, slapping pussies, or girl cock. Also face, if she wants me to, but, like, if she consents to it beforehand, but, yeah, that's only, face, face is only, obviously, if she consents, and if I'm feeling super dommy, but I think sometimes I just don't think, like, this is really weird, but ever since I was young, I could slap my face without it hurting. Current toothache aside. And I would just do it, like, for the shock value when I was a kid. Just slap my face in front of people. anyway. And I can still... I don't do it in front of people now, but I can still do it without it hurting. And I guess I don't think about the pain that it might cause someone else. I like causing pain, but in the moment, I might not necessarily think of it as a pain-causing thing, just as a dominance kind of thing. Just, you know, shut up. I like public sex. And just general displays in public. Can you hear my water bottle? I like water sports. I like free use. I like consensual non-consent. I like voyeurism. I have a possession kink, but I like sharing. So, not in the poly way, I like a girl to be mine, but I'm happy to share her if I say who it's with and when, or if she asks and I'm in the mood to say yes. I like putting girls on display, making them show themselves off for me, be that their bodies or their voice. I guess that's part of the possession kink. Saying, look, she belongs to me. Look at how sexy she is. But, it gets tricky because, of course, consent comes into it, and I don't just mean consent for them, but I wouldn't want to traumatize any passers-by who didn't want to see that. Of course, you have to be mindful of younger people too, so I'm always wary of that. I guess part of the possession kink as well is my competitiveness comes into play. I've been told I have a praise kink. I like to be told I'm the best. not in life, just in the bedroom. Like, not just randomly, like a fake you're the best. But I really like making a woman feel like because I've taken her. Whoever she goes on to fuck, they won't give her what I've given her. She'll fuck them and she'll think of me. You know, and maybe Alanis Morissette is to blame. That song that she sings, You Ought to Know. Let me see here the lyrics. An older version of me, is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? But then later on she sings... she sings, are you thinking of me when you fuck her? But she also sings, I'm not gonna fade as soon as you close your eyes and you know it. And every time I scratch my nails down someone else's back, I hope you feel it. Well, can you feel it? I don't know, like, I blame that song, first of all, for making me have a praise kink. But, just also experiences I've had, like, someone said it to me. In fact, not more than one person has said it to me without my prompting. And that makes me want everyone to say it to me. Yeah. Praise kink. Competitive. You knew that already. I like stockings and fishnets and thigh highs. Body stockings as well. Anal, tit jobs. I like furry play, pet play. To a degree, no actual bestiality, just if you want to wear a fluffy tail plug or some cute ears, and I'll call you puppy or kitten, that's fine. It really just depends on my mood. Yeah, or, but my mood can be easily influenced, like... I can be feeling, like maybe I just want to make love to you and you can call me mommy, but, if you then start, like, begging for me to pound you and, calling me daddy or something, then my mood will probably just switch, like a light, and I'll do that. I like all the things. Well, it's really easier for me to say what I don't like. My hard limits are vomit because of my phobia, and blood. I'm just not into it. Like, I'll hold a knife to your throat, but I'm not gonna cut you open. And not so much into scat. And they are my limits. Everything else. I had to check my Pornhub profile to remember some of my kinks, because it's late when I'm recording this, and I just... Yeah. And I have so many, like, I can't keep track. I love oil, and massages. I can't remember the name, but you know, where it says, like, a sexual massage with oil as well. I like, one of my biggest ones is, cuckolding. Never where I'm the cook. I like... If she's into it, either denying my partner or having her watch or participate in me fucking someone else. My recent ex was big into that. And now I am too. Like, she enjoyed watching me with other people, I mean. And me. Me playing with other people and all of that. I love watching people watch porn. I love watching people get off to porn. I like subtle sex where you can't, I guess that ties into public play as well, but just where people are trying to be very subtle. Yawn in their sexual activities. I like watching women, if they can suck their own breasts. I love watching that. Or if it's like or watching someone with a girl cock, or I even watch men, I don't care. like sucking their own cock. I like rimming. Sometimes I quite like when there's a contrast between the two people. It's gonna be like an older person and a younger person. Obviously of age, but girls, oh, I love forced by. Like forcing a girl to. No, I love when a sub, like, tells me she needs a cock in her dyke pussy, but obviously she has to be into it. It's not really forced. I wouldn't, of course, do that. I love clothed sex. So, like, if I'm naked, but she's got, you know, lingerie on, or if I'm dressed and she's naked. I have a lot of kinks. Zero fetishes. Many kinks. But my main kink is verbal. If you please. And so I love dirty talk. I don't even mean to do it sometimes. I've been fucking people where they've been like, we've not been talking or anything, and then I just start talking. I don't know if it's a fetish. I just said I don't have fetishes, but I kind of need it to a degree to come. Or I don't, that's not true, because I, like, no. No, it might be true. Talk dirty to me, please. Yes. Or at least let me talk dirty to you. And tell you filthy things. And if I can do that, then I'll do anything else. Almost. I really like when people announce that they're gonna come before they come. I guess that fits into verbal as well. I love begging. I like fleshlights. I like watching, again, it fits with my clothes kink, watching people orgasm, and also watching people orgasm when they are wearing underwear or lingerie. I like pegging. I like humping. I like sex where I like tits in my mouth during sex. I love biting. I'm not gonna actually drain your blood, but quite into biting. I guess in the same vein, I enjoy marking my girl. So, you know, pink throat or my nails across her skin. Even though I keep them short, they do enough damage. Or body writing, marking in that sense as well. Obviously, I have the audio. I try to keep it tame. But, yes. I can write nice things. I can be nice. I like to make women feel beautiful, but used in the best way. I guess it's quite specific, but I quite like against the glass sex. Where someone's fucking in the shower. Or, oh, obviously not just the shower window too. Because exhibition is yo. And they're pressing against the glass. I like that. Of course, I do like oral, but when I'm receiving oral, I need it to be rough. I need to be rough with you or I'm not gonna come. I hate when people lick like it's a gross ice cream. Just bury your head in there and let me wrap my legs around you and fuck your face. Otherwise I'm not coming. And obviously I like to give it, just however. Do I care if she comes? Sometimes. That's another thing I like. I think that's obvious from my audios. I like control to the point where, like, she doesn't care if I make her come or not. She just wants me to use her. But then I also love when people come, so I'm like always divided between the two. But I also love hold the moan. I love making people be quiet sometimes. Sometimes. keeping my hand over their mouth or gagging them or like kissing them so that they have to moan into me instead. I also quite like, I don't know if this counts, but I love, you know, when you listen to a song and it's like I pick up on certain lines and I think, I could make a fun sexual scenario. Like, I could make an audio out of that. There's this song called Boris by Lofang. And it's some of the lyrics. Baby, come up to my office. You played at my party. I owe you some money. You owe me your lips. I'm gonna give tips. I heard your boyfriend's out of town. And another part says, baby, where are you going? Don't be such a diva. You know you can't leave now. Oh, what a cute dress. Oh, what a wet mess. I know your boyfriend's out of town. And, I like listening to that and thinking of that kind of scenario. I don't condone genuine cheating, but just in my little fantasy world, if I can steal you from your partner by being too tempting to resist, make a wet mess out of you. I obviously enjoy various degrees of bondage, and I really like stockades as well. Where she's got her hands and head through this trap there. Sexual position wise, I'm not overly bothered, but I like folding a girl in half, and I like, or as much as she can be, and I like, I love doggy as well. Also, I obviously really like corruption, but there's more to it than that. I like taking an innocent woman and religious woman and opening her up to different kinks that she had maybe thought about, but was too scared to explore, and showing her what a slut she really is. But part of that is also like this nurturing desire to tell people it's okay to like what they like, and if God exists, they don't hate you, just for having desires, that's normal. And so many people don't realize how many other people share their kinks. And I like saying, hey, you are not alone, this is not super weird. And I'm into it too, and let's have some fun. But yeah, there's definitely a corruption element to that as well. I wanna fuck you in the confession booth. I've got layers. I'm Shrek. I like holiday sex. I like most sex. I'm done. I can't. I just like most stuff. Yeah.